We'll continue with where we left off yesterday with the Atma Sakshatkara Prakaranam. Uproot the attitude of differentiation. Do not think Shiva is other than me or I am other than Shiva. I indeed am Shiva. This conviction that is non-dual, you must practice continuously. Full of this non-dual conviction, one who everywhere abides as the self, and in the self shall see in all things, in all bodies, only the Shiva self. Of this there is no doubt. If you realize that you are that one self, then the one self is all that is. And the vision becomes free of duality. Whoever has this conviction always of the one self shall be rid of delusion and the dualistic perception. That yogi will attain to omniscience. And so it is said in the Vedas that this you should all know. He who is praised in all the scriptures as the unborn, as Ishvara, the Lord, that formless and attributeless self. He indeed am I, which is what everyone can say. There is no doubt of this. The one self that you are is always in a state of purity. You have never been born. There is no trauma to overcome. There are no limitations. There is no confusion or lack of clarity. There are no desires or fears. This is already true of who you are. You must simply penetrate through the superficial crust of the ego narrative to discover your liberated self. Only he who does not know his true nature is the jiva, the bodily being that is subject to the dharmas of birth, death, and so on, suffering of every kind. But he who knows his true self is eternal, pure, infinite. One is Shiva, no doubt of this, but you must know this directly. Hence, what the men of discrimination should inquire carefully and directly realize is the self. Discrimination, discernment. Are you one who has the discernment between the pure, absolute presence and the moving mind that creates a world of projections? You want to withdraw all the projections and be in the unborn purity of the self. This is the discrimination between the real and the unreal that must develop. So, inquire carefully to directly realize the self. That itself shines twofold as the transcendental and as the immanent, the gross and the subtle. For the dualistic mind, there is a difference between the transcendent self and the bodily being, but they are not two. When you realize the transcendent you realize the transcendent is all-pervading. It includes the bodily being, but it also is everything else beyond. And that bodily being loses its sense of separateness and is absorbed into the totality. The supreme nirvana is the higher. The inferior is manifest as the creation. Mantras are spoken of as its gross form. What abides is the changeless awareness. And this subtle awareness is all-pervading. Without realizing it meaning the Atman, what avails explanations thereof in endless ways? All these are only wonderful displays of words, the cause for the delusion of the mind. So he's saying, don't stay with the mantras. The mantras are the gross form of understanding. You cannot understand the self with words, with concepts, with ideas, because words always create duality, as in the example we just had of transcendence versus immanence. The two are one. Even though one can speak of a superior and an inferior, the self is beyond both. All the qualities of being abide in the self. Whichever of them one imagines, whereby he concentrates his thoughts again and again on it, he will attain that object. There is no doubt of this. So yes, you can attain whatever you think about if your thoughts are laser-like enough. You can get what you want, but be careful of what you want. Because if you want something within the phenomenal plane, you will become enmeshed in that karma, and that can bring great suffering when it disappears, as everything manifest must. Thus has been told by me as the knowledge of the self what has been gathered succinctly in a condensed form. All, by any means, is of the nature of the self. Realizing this, may you ever be strengthened in the recognition of the self. In other words, why want anything when it's all already contained in the self? You lack nothing. You need nothing. Be free of all desire and all fear, and of all ego narratives in order to know the self that has no past or future, and no attributes. To the jiva, the illusory being, drowning in the vast ocean of the cycle of birth and death, and seeking a refuge, what affords refuge is only the knowledge of the self. Nothing else. Know this. There is no way out of the trap of karma. There's no way out of the ego and all of its melodramas except to return to the self. That knowledge that is the being of the self is the only refuge. He who becomes of the nature of the Supreme and realizes it as it really is shall, though experiencing all the changing states that the bodily being goes through, will attain liberation without effort. Even while alive, even while the body is going through the apparent changes of time and space, liberation from the identification with that entity brings the blissful realization of one's eternal nature, no matter what the condition of the body, no matter what the situation, no matter what is happening in the phenomenal plane. The changeless self abides in its own true nature, regardless of what is happening in the false appearance. And the self is always liberated, redeemed, and free of any suffering. Realize that while there is a sufficient margin of capacity for peace to be able to stabilize your consciousness in the real without becoming lost in the painful, melodramatic, karmic blowback that the ego narrative will create. Separate yourself from all attachment. Separate yourself from all investment in the illusion. Separate yourself from the ego narrative that creates shame and guilt and fear and anxiety and depression and all of the other pathologies that the ego is liable to. Be free of all of that at one stroke by realizing the self that was never born and is deathless. But to do that, you must make your consciousness very subtle. You must realize the pure background radiation of the luminous emptiness of the self, which projects the ego and the world, but itself is without attribute, without content, but in the purity of absolute and infinite knowledge, the omniscience about what appears, because it never appears or disappears, but contains the entire implicate order of everything that unfolds in time and space, but is never affected by it. This is the lotus throne, the state that is above Maya, that never falls into the illusion, but is always the witness, and always aware that you are dreaming the dream. Stay in the lotus throne. Do not fall into the mud of Maya, and you will be able to uplift all beings to that same purity, that same refuge of light and of love, because all are one. May you know that profound level of the self beyond duality, that is both absent from the world and yet totally present to the world, but realizing the world as its dream reflection and remaining always lucid in the dream, always awakened from the dream, and always sending love and peace and wisdom into the dream. May you know the even deeper level of peace that comes from realizing the self that is always beyond the dream, without even any interest in the dream. In that state of the singularity that is an ocean of light without attribute, without difference, but infinite field of blissful, luminous essence of the real. And may you know that supreme peace of the non-duality in which all the phenomenal worlds, universes, cosmoses that ever were and ever shall be are all present as a speck of light in the infinite void of the Absolute.